Theme 11. Scientists often use tools to help them learn about things. One tool that scientists use is the telescope. Most telescopes are optical. This means that they work by collecting light from stars. An optical telescope focuses the light to form an image. A lens at one end makes the image look larger. Hans Lippershey made one of the first telescopes. In 1608, he held one glass lens in front of another. When he looked through both, he found that objects looked much bigger. Galileo was the first to use a telescope to look at the night sky. He studied the planets and confirmed that they revolve around the sun. The first telescopes worked by refraction. A glass lens was used to bend light to form an image. Light is made up of colors. A glass lens does not bend these colors evenly, so the image is not quite clear. In 1688, Isaac Newton made a reflecting telescope. It used mirrors to make a clear image. Now there are large telescopes in many places on Earth. They are used to help astronomers find new planets and to learn more about the universe. The Hubble Space Telescope orbits Earth. It sends back detailed pictures from space. Much of what we know about the universe has come from what people have seen through telescopes. Microscopes are tools that scientists use to see very tiny things. A simple microscope has one lens and can magnify an object up to 15 times its normal size. Compound microscopes use two lenses. Some can magnify things up to 2,000 times their normal size. Many microscopes sit on a stand. You can look down through a tube that contains the lenses. A light enables you to see the stage. To focus on the object, you can move the lens closer to or farther from the object. Robert Hooke was a scientist who lived in the 1600s. Hooke made the first compound microscope. He observed thin slices of cork. Hooke saw that the cork had tiny holes that were irregular in size and shape. They reminded him of a honeycomb. Hooke was the first person to see plant cells. Hooke was also the first person to look at fossils with a microscope. Some scientists of the time thought that fossils were just stones with unusual patterns. Hooke looked at petrified wood, which is wood that has turned into stone. He compared it with rotten wood. He described how water that had minerals could turn dead wood to stone. He also looked at fossils under his microscope. Some fossils did not look like any living thing on Earth. Hooke figured out that some fossils were from extinct species.